Welcome back to Be Inspired. It's so nice to have you back. Today we'll be talking about you. Yes, you. Lots of time we easily attribute wrongs to external forces, when most often than not, it all began with you. Though external forces hid in the sources of failure of man, it isn't, however, the entirety of it. We have a part to play. In fact, it's the main lead, to be honest. Whatever we decide to do or not do is what progresses to form success or failures that we inescapably face. I'll cite an example. A person has an entire view in the morning and does the following the night before. Goes clubbing with friends, then prepare outfit and documents needed for the interview. Arrived late from the outing, let's say the wee early time of the morning, intoxicated. And finally going to bed, then set an alarm. Now the interview is slated for 9 a.m. Such person grudgingly wakes up around 8:30. And before coming to normalcy after the hangover, it's 8:45. Quickly, the person stumbles into the bath to prepare, rushes, bangs and slams, but it's 8:55 a.m. already. Person dashes out, trying to cover the distance to get to the venue, but it takes 40 minutes to get there. Now, leaving the house at 8:45, it's quite evident that the person can't meet 9 a.m. anymore. The person gets there late, and everything goes south. Now, such person will turn around to start blaming the friends for the night out, when ultimately it was their choice. He or she could have done or decided to do things in different ways. Two that I would mention. First, the person could have either declined the invitation and instead scheduled it for another time. Stay home and prepare for the interview. Or secondly, the person could have gone out, returned early, and not get intoxicated. Come home, still try to prepare a little, and set an alarm for the following morning. Either of these ways could have actually prevented what happened, which was the loss. But most times, rather than face that reality, people would start casting their blames to the external forces rather than addressing where they would have gone wrong. Yes, it's easiest to blame others, but most often, in truth, it's all on us. So today I want us to take a step back and examine all that we've been doing, especially those points that seem to have a little bit of negativity to them. And we've been wondering where we went wrong, what went wrong, and who. I'd like us to take a step back, let's look at it, and make the changes that are necessary. Have a lovely day ahead, everyone.